Next is the testing in those early belts. Now, testing we have talked quite a bit about in our Black Belt Club tape, but for our purposes today, we're talking about testing at only the white and gold belt level. In our school, after a student obtains their gold belt, the test is finished. I say, all new gold belts, come over here. And I take them over and to the area where the parents are seated, and I sit them all down, and I explain to them the requirements for orange belt. And the requirements for orange belt include an essay, 5 worthwhile goals, a number of requirements are going to give me feedback about how the martial arts is affecting them, and equally important, I'm going to tell them that they are now entering the black belt update phase of their training. So that over the course of the next 3 months, as you're preparing for your orange belt test, we will be recommending the very best of you for Black Belt Club. So your goal right now is to train very hard, do not miss class, maintain a strong attitude, and get that recommendation. Now, I've got 3 months to monitor this and get these people to gold, Black Belt Club before their orange belt test. So I've got a little bit of time. So on my target list, I'm gonna go right for those A students. The B's I may defer out a month and work on a little bit, and the C's I've got a little bit more time to work on. For you owners, be sure that you are making sure that your instructors have their bonus system somehow tied to the Black Belt Club and testing so that they are receiving rewards financially for the students that make it to Black Belt Club, enroll in Black Belt Club, and then most of all, continue to test through the belts as Black Belt Club members. And the theory there very simply is this. If I'm paying you extra money to get a student to Black Belt Club, I don't want you abandoning that student once they become a Black Belt Club member. I want you focused on that student all the way through. So the only way that a student gets a bonus in the school is through revenue percentages and also the number of Black Belt Club students that continue to test. And that's covered extensively in our tape on developing top-level staff. So you be sure to get that so we can go over that. But right now, moving forward with our testing, make sure that every single one of your classes and every single one of your exams contains within it some type of what I call a 60-second spark. And this is a motivational / philosophical speech that ties into, again, using black belt as a metaphor. So we might get up to explain to the students very simply that at USA Karate, everybody trains for black belt. We use black belt as a goal to help us be focused in our training. Black belt is a metaphor for personal excellence. Our goal is not for you to become necessarily just a black belt in karate. It's useless for you to develop self-discipline, self-control, and great concentration if it's not going to carry outside of the karate school into your regular life. So we don't want you to become a karate black belt, but also a corporate black belt, an academic black belt, a black belt employee. Children, when your parents ask you to clean your room up, clean it up like a black belt. So make sure that this type of message is delivered every single class and is really delivered during the belt exam. So all the students understand the importance of black belt. They're only gonna understand what you teach them. They're only gonna do what you ask them to do. So it's very important that your goals and your program are very congruent with each other. If I wanna get a lot of people in Black Belt Club, but I'm not teaching people about black belt and I'm not making Black Belt Club visible, it's very incongruent. If I'm waiting until the program expires, they're on the 12th month of their 12-month program, and I'm finally then sitting down and talking about renewing, I'm in big trouble. The entire program's got to have congruency all the way through. That's a critical point.